crucified Christ, we shot Martin Luther and Mahatma Gandhi, and we beat Stephen Biko to death. Now who have we left to breathe the spirit of goodness back into our breath? Are we so fearful of the peaceful that we have to crush them before they affect us? Are we afraid to let peace stand beside us because then only our anger and violence will reflect us? Are we so caught up on being the first that we have to shove our brothers to the end of the line? Are we so caught up on being winners that we have to defeat the other team in order to feel fine? And just how did our goals become so self-centered and so self-invested? How did we learn to swallow the crap on TV and then just digest it? How did we become so focused on money that we threaten to consume the whole planet? How can we ignore the victims of war and not stop the flames of violence but fan it? Why are we willing to pay millions of dollars to sports stars, yet those helping others must beg? Why do we elect politicians over and over who always make promises on which they renege? Why do we buy all the hype leaders make in order to get us to hate the next scapegoat? Why do we go to the polls to support another country's invasion when really it's only a rape vote? How come they've replayed the planes crashing into the World Trade Center buildings over and over without end? How come we never get to see Ground Zero in another country in the aftermath of the soldiers we send? Why is a child's life worth less because he was born into the Islamic faith? How has your humanity disappeared until it has become nothing more than a wraith? When will we see that it's beauty in the world that we're actively destroying? When will we realize when we send soldiers off to war, it's our hate we're deploying? When will we teach our children how to be empathetic and love one another? When will it finally dawn on us that everyone in the world is our sister and brother? When will the spirit of cooperation win over competition? When will our world's religions come up with a more peaceful addition? When will outward appearances no longer be important? When will we stop sentencing a fearful refugee to deportment? When will we all become citizens of the world and not of a prejudicial hate? When will we respond quickly to another country's crisis before it's too late? When will we take the world map and make it one color? When will we stop pointing out the differences of one another? When will we start believing in the power of peace and compassion? When will we realize it's our hatred that has fallen out of fashion? When will the homeless on our streets ever have any worth? When will we have greater expectations when a mother gives birth? When will we give youth a part in the world that they live in? When will we stop threatening others until they are forced to give in? When will the wealthy stop hoarding all the wealth in their hands? When will a policeman ever tell a young man that he understands? When will the color of one's skin be as insignificant as the color of one's hair? When will we enter into agreements with indigenous peoples that turn out to be fair? When will Martin Luther King's dreams come to fruition? When will the people of the world just learn to agree to disagree? When will we reach out to help somebody without charging a fee? When will we eradicate poverty so people don't have to steal what they need? When will the followers stop following and learn how to lead? When will the world's non-human life have a right to life? When will our youth stop dying by the gun or the knife? When will our differences be something that unites us? When will our children choose to join hands despite us? When will we remember what the men of peace died for? When will we remember all the fallen that we've cried for? When will we record the names of those that died in mass graves? When will we stop the massacre of dolphins that died in the waves? When will we stop driving a species to extinction? When will we go out and honor someone's distinction? When will we connect to the life force around us? When will we see that it's life that surrounds us? When will we understand what motivates criminality? When will we make sense of evil's banality? When will we stop repeating our history? When will we realize that life is a mystery? When will we learn to stop taking and start giving? When will we learn about the art of forgiving? When will we create within us a passion to reach out and teach each other compassion? When will we break out of the prison inside us? When will we reach out to the neighbors beside us? When will we help the lost find their way? When will we listen to what others have to say? When will we close the prisons of violence? When will we find the courage to break the silence? When will we raise the banner of truth? What will we leave behind for our youth? When will you open your eyes and awake? How much do you need and how much will it take? How loud must the drum be for you to hear the beat of a rhythm that clearly spells out your defeat? How long will you walk blindly with eyes that have sight? How long will you choose wrong when you know what is right? You're being called by the Spirit. Stand up and take action. Stop numbing your mind and have a reaction. What can you do to bring about change? Look around you. Can you tell me what's in your range? Can you make a commitment? Can you promise me something? It doesn't have to be much if we all just do one thing. If we each make an effort, if we each take a part, if we each make a decision to each make a start, we'll reach a critical mass that will change our direction from one of self-destruction to a healthy selection.